It's time to catch up with Matt Bevan for his World of News. Hey again, Matt.
Good morning, Cathy. Look, we've entered an interesting new phase in the impeachment saga into the US President Donald Trump. As more and more news has come out about the scheme to try and get Ukraine to announce an investigation into the president's political rival, Joe Biden, and to try and prove a conspiracy theory about the 2016 election, it's becoming increasingly clear that the point man on this was the former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer. Despite Giuliani seemingly being the most obvious scapegoat for this scheme as it grew and grew, the president has stayed with him. Giuliani has been going on TV to explain why.
I mean, I've seen things written like, he's going to throw me under the bus.
Right.
When they say that, I say, he isn't, but I have insurance. I mean,
okay.
This is ridiculous. We are very good friends. He knows what I did was in order to defend him.
Rudy Giuliani on Fox News there saying that he said subsequently that he's being sarcastic when he talks about insurance to make sure the president doesn't throw him under the bus. But it kind of seems like that bus might be coming down the road now. Here's the president speaking to former Fox News host Bill O'Reilly yesterday.
What was Rudy Giuliani doing in Ukraine on your behalf?
Well, you have to ask that to Rudy, but Rudy, I don't even know. I know he was going to go to Ukraine, and I think he canceled the trip. But, you know, Rudy has other clients other than me.
So you didn't direct him to go to Ukraine to do anything or put any heat on
him? No, I didn't direct him, but he is a warrior. Rudy's a warrior. Rudy went. He possibly saw somebody. But you have to understand, Rudy has other people that he represents.
No, I know.
Now, in the impeachment hearings, the president's point man in the State Department on this issue, Gordon Sondland, Ambassador Gordon Sondland, said this.
I followed the directions of the president. We worked with Mr. Giuliani because the president directed us to do so.
And in the transcript of the actual phone call with the Ukrainian president, which started this whole saga, President Trump said this.
Mr. Giuliani is a highly respected man, and I would like him to call you. Rudy very much knows what's happening, and he is a very capable guy. If you could speak to him, that would be great.
So it seems like the president and Giuliani were pretty much on the same page on this. Having said that, when he says Giuliani had other clients, he is right about that too. The New York Times is reporting this morning that while Giuliani was working for the president, digging up dirt on Biden in Ukraine, he was also pursuing hundreds of thousands of dollars in business from Ukrainian government officials. But there seems to be one part of the scheme which Giuliani doesn't seem to have been directly involved in, and that's the issue of the military aid. The allegation is that the president leveraged nearly $400 million in taxpayer-funded, congressionally approved military aid to get President Zelensky of Ukraine to announce the investigations he wanted to happen. He prevented it from being given to Ukraine, this money, unless they announced the investigation. That's the key thing. The president has denied this.
Last week, Sondland testified that I told him, quote, what do you want from Ukraine? I said, I want nothing. This is a quote. I want no quid pro quo.
And Ambassador Sondland said that while he assumed the release of the aid was conditional on the president getting what he wanted, he didn't have proof of that.
In the absence of any credible explanation for the suspension of aid, I later came to believe that the resumption of security aid would not occur until there was a public statement from Ukraine committing to the investigations of the 2016 elections and Burisma, as Mr. Giuliani had demanded.
The defense from the president is twofold. One, that when the key phone call between him and President Zelensky happened on the 25th of July, Ukraine actually didn't know that the aid was being withheld. A week ago, Pentagon official Laura Cooper blew that up in the impeachment hearings when she said on the same day the call took place, she was asked by Ukrainian officials what was going on with that aid.
On that date, you got inquiries, your staff got inquiries from someone at the Ukrainian embassy who was concerned about the status of the military assistance. Is that correct?
Sir, that's correct. I would say that specifically the Ukrainian embassy staff asked what is going on with Ukrainian security assistance.
The second defense is that the quid pro quo was never completed. President Trump released the aid without getting what he wanted. Last week, Ukraine embassy official David Holmes said that the Ukrainians were really close to making the announcement that Donald Trump wanted when the aid was finally released in September.
On September 8th, Ambassador Taylor told me, quote, now they're insisting Zelensky commit to the investigation in an interview with CNN. Finally, also on September 13th, Ambassador Taylor and I ran into Mr. Yermak on our way out of a meeting with President Zelensky in his private office. Ambassador Taylor again stressed the importance of staying out of U.S. politics and said he hoped no interview was planned. Mr. Yermak did not answer, but shrugged in resignation as if to indicate that he had no choice. In short, everybody thought there was going to be an interview and that the Ukrainians believed they had to do it. The interview ultimately did not occur.
But why did Donald Trump release it without getting what he wanted if the point was to leverage the Ukrainians? Well, yesterday, the New York Times suggested an answer, saying that the president was made aware of a whistleblower complaint into his conduct with Ukraine before he released the aid. The suggestion being that he released the aid to avoid getting caught, as Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democratic senator, said to CNN yesterday.
And that probably was a key reason that he released the aid after learning that there was this very, very important whistleblower complaint. So essentially what it shows is consciousness of guilt.
A lot going on, Kathy. More hearings next week where it's likely to just keep getting more interesting.
Yes, I guess the question is whether it's actually going to have an impact on him, though.
Well, the polls suggest that impeachment is growing slowly in popularity. So, but whether that translates to any change in the election next year, I don't know.
Just how thick that Teflon might be.
Mm.
Great. Thanks, Matt. We'll catch up with you a little bit later on in the program.
See you then.